So what do you think about the lease deferment?
Well, I don't know who it is, but someone's obviously looking out for us around here. But really, all the people who got together and made it happen, I'm just blown away. It's incredible. It's great news.
We're all very excited, thrilled. Fingers still crossed.
Real pleased to hear that the BLM is going to do it responsibly. And, so that was pretty exciting news. We're happy. And I guess we'll just, and we're going to continue to give input to the BLM through the citizens, the alternative citizens input as to what we think they should be taking into consideration.
The community really deserves a round of applause. This is the community's victory, the BLM pulling these parcels, and we couldn't be happier that the BLM's finally made the right decision. It's really important to note that these parcels remain on the table, and the community needs to remain vigilant in our efforts to put smart protective management in place for these BLM lands before we even talk about leasing again. This isn't the end of the issue. It's a great day to celebrate, and we're going to enjoy it, but there's a lot of work still ahead.
Well, I am grateful for our community because we are pursuing our interest here and making sure that people know where we are with this, and we're not going to let down, and I like that.
Well, they deferred before. They deferred again. I'm sure they're going to make another attempt, and we'll be ready for them.
Yes.
We've gotten our way twice. I think we'll get our way the next time.
We just keep it up.
Oh, yay, what a victory. But it's still happening elsewhere, so that's the bigger picture. And I'm hoping we still are going to work toward reform for drilling practices.
Fabulous! It helps to be irritating.
You can fight as many battles as you want over oil and gas. It's going to happen somewhere. And if the impacts are unacceptable here, they're probably unacceptable in someone else's backyard too. And the take home for that for me is like, well, then if it's unacceptable everywhere, then what's the solution? You got to find the root cause of the problem and deal with that. Because what we're dealing with is a symptom of, you know, the amount of energy we use. Because most of this gas is going to America, even if they build export terminals, like maybe even if we become a net exporter of natural gas someday, that's still like 15% of the resource that's being developed in the U.S. We're the largest user of natural gas in the world, and we're currently a net importer of natural gas, even with our huge glut. So, I mean, the problem really is us, and we got to deal with that too.
And I was just very elated. Now, again, it's a deferral. And meeting with the Conservation Center on other projects tomorrow, and we'll bring this up on next steps and see where people want to go. But for now, we're going to enjoy the day.